broadcast bullies. Famous Frills and Val the Voice. Coaching the culture.
Famous Frills. Famous Frills. DJ No Frills. Yes, we are the culture. The culture. You the culture. I'm the culture. We the culture. The culture coaches. Val the Voice and myself. Yo, Philly Support Philly section. It's coming up a little later. Beanie Siegel selling cheesesteaks. What's going on? We're going to talk about that later.
Ladies.
New music. Cool classics. Why not? Let's go.
Throw the hands up. Busters. Throw the hands up.
DJ No Frills.
Let it play.
DJ No Frills.
You know how Matt come through on the club tip. Everybody real deep on the dub tip. Cop Chris spray the club on the dub tip. Cop Chris who snub in the club quick. Soap jaw real high. When I come
you
through,
can try.
If you want, you can die.
If you want,
we
to.
Hit yours on the floor. Whole crew be wild. Chick, back that thing up like Juvenile. Now my peeps come to spin a diamond piece. You know Matt come through.
What?
Line of freaks. Every chick on the hip. Nine.
Stay tuned, stay tuned. We got the health and hip hop segment. Health and hip hop. Health is wealth.
I'm buying rounds of Chris. Whole squad got their crowns on wrist. Whole squad got a pound of twist. Whole squad got a pound of spit. There's a clown on the flip. Mac never slip in the club.
Stay tuned later on. We got them Instagrammies. We're going to give it out an award to somebody on Instagram that's doing official things. Why not? Let's go.
The club, you know how I be. All high VIP. Rolling up the B.I.G.
Baby.
And he all liquored up. Talking it to his man. Gotta come and pick him up.
Shout out to the hip hop co-creators. We got the hip hop co-creators section coming up. Why not?
Everybody get it up.
And we can't forget. We can't forget. We got that Who Frauded section. Yo, I'm a little angry. I don't like what's going on in my city. We gonna talk about that.
And with her. 3 a.m. now splitting with her. 4 a.m.
Shout out to the Bronx on the check-in.
5 a.m. now we at my house. 6
DJ Voltron on the check-in. Pull yourself together, homie.
And I be kicking her out. 7 a.m. I'ma call my friend.
Shout out Val the Voice. His cousin. His cousin. Ramon Carter from the Bronx.
Gonna talk about them C's on our hill. And we just cop them things, homie.
The rumor is Spit from B Street is Val's cousin.
We're
going to talk about that. That's fraud if it is. I'm sorry. Long live Ramon.
He's not real. Jay-Z's that deal. With Siegs in the field. Level fair for war hugs.
Shout out to Tokyo, Japan, Stuttgart, Germany.
Cool with me.
On the check-in.
New dough, that's cool with me.
Shout out to the left coast, west coast.
Please.
Watts.
None of y'all month.
Oakland.
With me, you know the risk for us.
Sacramento, why not?
About as blue as the sea. The way I maneuver the V. Hat cop can't see his eyes. Who could it be? With that new blue Yankee on. Who but me? Shipped 2 million, then I blew the 3. Then I skated the 4. Four went on tour. I came back in his plane. Y'all ain't rapping the same. The flow, y'all jacking our slang. I seen the same happen to Kane. 3 cuts in your eyebrows, trying to wild out. The game is ours, we'll never foul out. Y'all just better hope we gracefully bow out. Throw your hands up, ladies, fellas, busters, hustlers, everybody. Throw the hands up. Come on.
12 a.m. on the way to the club. 1 a.m. about to shake the club. 2 a.m. now I'm checking the mix. 3 a.m. now we buying me drinks. 4 a.m. exit the club. 5 a.m. you think you're getting some buzz. 6 a.m. in Billing. 6:15. Look it up. 7 a.m. gotta tell my friends. 12 a.m. I'ma do it again. I'ma do it again.
12 a.m. Yes, yes, we are the culture. The culture coaches. Famous Frills, DJ No Frills. That's right. Famous Frills, DJ No Frills. Famous Frills, DJ No Frills. And we got my brother. My brother. What's your name, bro?
Your Boricua brother?
Boricua.
I like the way he says Boricua. It's your boy, Val the Voice, Viral Val. Yo, Famous Frills, man, I gotta give it up to you, man. You looking slim, you looking trim, man. You on your Terrence Crawford-ish. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. Shout out
to you. Keep up the good work. We got these photo shoots coming. We got these billboards
coming.
Hold on. It's the culture.
Let's make it clear. When you see me on the streets, I'm not on that Fetty walk. I'm not on that Fetty.
Listen,
I'm not down
not
in Zombie Land in Philadelphia.
That's right.
I'm not on Fetty, I'm on water.
You in the gym?
No, PPP.
You on that positive, pushing that positivity?
No. P, prayer,
and that
Usy, and peanuts.
I don't know if some people would appreciate you saying prayer and Usy in the same line. You understand?
Hey, Val, let me tell you something. Good. Hold on. We're the culture coaches.
That's right. We coach.
I make the rules. We make the rules.
That's right.
We make the trendsetters.
That's right. Stop acting brand new out there. You know we're the ones who set the trends. You know it's all about us. Val the Voice, Viral Val, Famous Frills. Listen, today we're going to have a great show, man. We got the homie, the legendary Microphone Prince coming up here. He's going to tell his story. He's going to tell his history. This guy's doing it all. He's in movies. He got soundtracks. I mean, listen, he's got some great history, some great stories. It's an honor to have him up here today on the show. Don't forget we got that Philly Support Philly. And you know what? I'm hearing a lot of things, so you're going to have to tell me what's going on in Philly, man, because I know you know everything and you know everybody. So
yeah,
please put me on.
A lot going on in Philly. Yo, Beanie Siegel got the new food
what
truck.
I hear.
We're going to talk about that later on the Philly Support Philly. So yeah. I like promoting pushing P.
That's right.
We push positivity.
I like that people are diversifying their portfolios, getting into food, shout out to Ness. Ness is a friend of the show. He got the cheesecake. Now Beanie got the food. You know what I'm saying? Going on. We have to start our own culture coaches food truck too. So we could be out there spinning music and selling food at all the events in Philly. How about it?
Hit me up on the gram. Yo, I'm cooking platters. I got platters.
Don't forget, we got that health and hip hop. And my man, Microphone Prince, is going to share his story, okay, in health and hip hop. You know, that health and hip hop segment, we highlight, the urban community, a lot of our people are suffering from health issues, mental health issues. Shout out to my homeboy who's going through something right now in the Bronx. Good friend of the show. Listen, get better, homie. We got love for you. You know you're extended fam of the culture coaches. So to everybody who's dealing with mental health issues, everybody who's dealing with
physical
health issues, emotional health issues, whatever, yo. You're part of the Culture Coaches team, and we got you, okay? We got that Instagram. We're going to talk about Method Man not getting his royalties and how they, how the streaming services are raping you records on these artists. We're going to get into it, man.
Hold on. For the people around the globe that don't understand what Instagram is.
Thank you for that. I was waiting for you to tell me that. So for the people who don't understand, Instagrammy segment is the part when we find something on Instagram. We also have TikTok topics, but this week we're doing Instagrammy. So we find something that's very worthy of conversation, very worthy, and we highlight it. We give them their Grammy for putting it on. We talk about things that we find online that are conversational pieces that we should share. We do the You Must Learn segment. So that's part of the You Must Learn segment too. We teach the culture, we reach the culture. I'm a preacher, so we even preach to the culture. How's that?
What's the other section? What about the co-creators? Shout out to the co-creators around the world.
Shout out to my fam, the hip-hop co-creators, man. That's the page. Highlighting all the accomplishments and all the highlights of Boricuas and New York Ricans, and Latinos in general. But, the New York Ricans were the co-creators of the culture. So we got to give them their light. They don't get highlighted enough. So thanks to that page that is highlighting all the accomplishments and everything that New York Ricans and Puerto Ricans have brought to the culture. They highlight people there. We also debunk the lies. There's a lot of lies out there. A lot of people frauding. We're going to talk about it on Who Frauded section. But there's a lot of people frauding trying to say that, Boricuas wasn't part of the creation. But we know better, right? No frills. You know about the Badlands. I ain't even from Philly, and I know about
the
Badlands.
Shout out to the whole Badlands. Shout out to P.D. Crack. Yo, he from the Badlands. He got the new record with Freeway and Graf.
And he's half Puerto Rican. Or is he 100% Puerto Rican?
Honey, he's half Puerto Rican.
You see? And I'm Puerto Rican. I'm Boricua. And my man, No Frills, is black.
Shout out to Pedro Zayas. And I know his government. That's my family.
And when we get back, we're going to have a question. Because somebody just checked me a little while ago, and they said, yo, you can't say the black guy. And I said, I didn't know I said something.
Somebody said that.
So when we come back, we're gonna answer that question. Is it okay for you to say the black guy? I don't know.
Hey, Val, listen. Okay. If the question is not why, but why. Now we are the
culture coaches.
Let's go.
The Voice, Famous Frills. Famous Frills and Val the Voice, coaching the culture.
New music, cool classics. We are the culture coaches. Hey, Foxy Brown, I'ma keep it 100. I like you, baby. Are you single? I am. Get with me, Famous Frills. Let's go.
What up, we got the corner. So maintain, I got the drugs here. Under the master bed, behind the back stairs. 20 grand plus the caravan. I left the keys by the safe.
erase the code and flip the life plate. Got all the phone calls taped and all the weights and ice to get the dough and the guns, and then we straight. He had the block locked, he knew the spot blocked. On some real web, G, yeah, get your spot knocked by killer cops trying to get your shit rocked. He don't know, cause all along we was plotting to drop on a low. He straight snitch, he don't know how it go. He saw Nas, he know the Lex and the triple GS for real. I kinda think he got a feeling I'm swilling. Me and Tim was on the phone, probably thinking we dealing his bug. Make sure Un got all the guns. His man's son had the whole mob of arsons running through Parsons.
Me and you forever hand in hand. I'm married to the firm, boo, you got to understand. I die for him, give me a cheer, man, I'll cry for him. And if I got to take a stand, I'ma ride for him. It's me and you hand in hand. I'm married to the firm, boo.
The broadcast bullies, famous frills and valley voice,
superhead. Hey lady, it could've worked. I dedicate this song to you, let's go.
She don't believe in shooting stars, but she believe in shoes and cars. Wood floors in the new apartment, coupe tour from the store.
Philly superhead, no, you too bougie.
Like love,
too bougie.
I'm more of the trips to Florida, order the orders, views of the water, straight from a page.
Shout out Microphone Prince. And he and his John, NYC, why not? East Coast cousins, right?
Easy. She in the mirror dancing so sleazy. I get a call like,
she was dancing sleazy.
And try to hit you with the old wacky. Till I got flashed by the pop.
Vow the voice, put me on with her. You ruined me. Ruined my life. We gonna talk about
as
that.
I call, I know you love to show off, but I never thought that you would take it this far. What do I know?
The broadcast bullies. Famous.
Some do it for show. They do it for sure. The culture coaches.
Hey, yo, we are back.
Yes,
hey, yo,
sir.
Philly Superhead, yo. It's a chick from Philly, right?
Yeah.
They call her the Philly Superhead. So if you know, shout out to Corinne Steffens too. I think she a little beautiful too.
Yeah, but the original. Philly, she the original.
Listen, yo, you lucky. You are lucky that you're a married man. Because when you get to a certain level, the Philly Superhead appears in your bedroom.
That's all right. I'm only caught up Monday through Thursday. I take the weekends off. So she can holler at me.
Why not? Listen, hear no evil, see no evil.
Listen,
snitches,
man,
get stitches.
And listen, stop acting like you ain't running the town. I heard that you was running the town with the Philly Superhead. I ain't going to say who said it, but I heard it. So, you know. But you know what? This is Philly support.
No,
Philly, so you got to support
though.
Her.
No, it's true. Listen. She's over a billion served like McDonald's.
I got you.
Listen, no judgment zone like that workout place.
And where's she from?
She's from North Philly.
So let's get into Philly Support Philly.
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to leave it to you first. Let's talk about Beanie Siegel, and let's talk about his new food stand, and then we'll get into some more. But let's start it off with that, because he's
famous
on the show.
Famous Frills, DJ No Frills. Hey, I just want the world to know the Philly Support Philly section is a segment
that's
where we highlight Philadelphia achievements. And also, like we just show love to the city. Listen, I'm pushing P. I'm pushing positivity. Beanie Siegel. Make sure y'all check out Siegel from Siegel Street. Don't go to Siegel Street, though. Just look for Beanie Siegel Food Truck. It's down South Philly on Passyunk Avenue. He's cooking cheese sticks.
I ain't mad.
Shout out to O'Malley, Meek Mill's cousin, sliding through. And he paused sliding through. No diddy. He went and grabbed a cheese steak.
Okay.
And Beanie Siegel on the spot. They made up the O'Malley cheese steak. You know what that is?
No.
It's cheesesteak with lobster.
Oh, nice.
That's you. You're a little bougie. You're a Brooklyn dude, but you're a little bougie.
Everybody tells me that I'm a bougie body. I'm bougie by nature. It's all good.
You like better.
You know what that means? That just means I got good credit. So, you know, get your credit up and you can be a bougie body like me. But no, so, you know, shout out and salute to Beanie Siegel. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To all these brothers who are diversifying their portfolio.
Yes.
They're becoming entrepreneurs, you know, and taking their own destiny in their own hands. Listen, I always preach on the show, you got to have multiple streams of income. You can't just have one, because if that horse dies, you're horseless. So with that being said, diversify your portfolio. Okay?
Facts.
All right. Anything else you want to share? I heard that the art show last week with Kim Lucas and them was a hit. It's growing.
I heard that joint was crazy.
I heard that joint was lit. So
it was like WrestleMania in
that
joint.
Make sure to follow them. Make sure to check out their events. Listen, you know, I know, Frills. I know that you don't like to get into negative stuff, but I got to tell this story because I got to let the people know what's going on and to keep an eye out for it. Do I get the Philly stamp of approval?
Yes, you get the cosign.
Okay.
We got to speak the
listen,
truth.
The Philadelphia police are looking for a man they say robbed the woman at gunpoint as she left church. As
wow.
He's going straight to hell. He's going wow. straight. He's going to the express train, all right? So according to police on Friday, last week, around 11:45 a.m., a woman reported an unknown man robbed her at gunpoint as she was walking out of Holy Cross Church on 154 East Mount Airy. You know where that's at?
Yes.
In Philadelphia, all right?
Philly Superhead used to live around the corner from
okay.
there.
Okay, well, maybe it was her. Police said that the man is also suspected of breaking and burglarizing the church and other women. So now they're looking for the gentleman. You can look at him online. He, you know, they got video of him. Here's my thing. I don't understand why people, you know, Philly, like a lot of other cities, they're a city under surveillance. You can't do nothing today. Like, you, listen, leave the crime alone. There's cameras everywhere. There's cameras at the light stop. There's people got cameras are walking around with cameras. You know what I mean? Cut it out, man. Go get a job. Stop robbing women. And listen, you know, I'm going to yes. tell people right now, I don't know, if I see a person, if I run into a person who robbed a woman or everything, either I might put hands on him or I might have to call the police. And that's not snitching. Because me and you didn't we didn't commit a crime together. You robbed an old lady. If the streets don't get
you, robbing
the police
old ladies,
get
dog.
You.
No, if you robbing old
the
ladies,
rules
somebody,
are off for you.
Yeah, the rules is off, man. Like, old ladies and kids should
that's
be
right.
off limits,
off
man.
Limits.
Pull yourself together, homie. But they got you when you get up CFCF.
That's right.
Yeah. You're gonna
it's
be,
all good.
Yeah, you're going to be somebody's,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that's all good. You rob women, you rob kids. Listen, man, have a little bit of self-respect. What I got to say about when I was growing up, there were certain things that were off limits, man. You didn't mess with people's kids. You didn't mess with women. If mom was coming down the block and you were on the block doing whatever you do, you put it down. You know, people had a little bit of integrity back in the days. Nowadays, you know, we are lost planet, man.
Yes.
All right, man. So hopefully that they do catch
it. But on a positive
shout
note.
Shout out to the Philly police that
are
out there
working. But on another positive note as far as Philadelphia, right?
Yeah.
We just had the Elements of Hip Hop concert.
Talk about
yes,
it.
Yes, yes. I was one of the DJs. Shout yes. out to all the DJs that was out there. Shout out DJ J-Rock. Shout out to all the DJs. Vader. Shout out to Raw Skills. Yo.
All the legendary Philly DJs.
Yes, it was a lot of Philly DJs. Yeah. And it was shout out Reef the Lost Causes out there.
Team Arts was there?
Team Arts wasn't there, but I shouted them out, though.
But you know what I'm going to do? I said it on the last show. I'm going to talk to Tay Monster. We're going to have the New York versus Philly DJs. Because when he came up here, hey, listen, when they came up here, they sort of bullied me fully against Brooklyn. And he was Puerto Rican. I'm like, you Puerto Rican, you're supposed to be on my side. He said, nah, I'm with Philly. So listen, with that being said, let's get into this joint. And then we coming back. We got Microphone Prince in the studio. Can't wait to chop it up with him, talk about his history, everything that he's doing. Okay?
So what up, Aval? I got one more question.
One more question.
So out of all of Philly, out of all of my fault, yo.
Yeah, it's
Philly
all good.
Superhead was texting me, so
it's
yo,
so
she mad with me again. So
it's
what
good.
I need to know is
tell
out of all
me
the
on
Philadelphia
the
records, what's your favorite Philadelphia hip hop song of all time?
My favorite Philadelphia. I mean, I like all of the everything that came out, The Truth, Beanie, Freeway. I like all of that, but my classic is Summertime by Will Smith.
Yes,
that's a classic,
yo, that's
timeless joint.
Yo, but listen, when we come back,
hold on.
I'm a DJ. I don't want to go platinum.
Okay.
The only person who needs to go platinum in this room is that man. What's his name? Tell him.
Microphone Prince.
When we
come back, we're going to get into his story.
When we come back, we're going to holler at him.
Legendary.
Legendary.
The
question is not why, but why not?
Going from the Legendary Roots crew. You know what I'm saying? You already know. I know Frills. I mean, we go back like Sean Rad with no skills. No, that was long.
Famous Frills, DJ No Frills. Shout out to the Legendary Roots. Check them out on Jimmy Fallon, Philly Support Philly. Let's go.
Face to face, bitch. When hammers on your waist, yeah, face red. In the race, skin. Them snake head. They take head. The suit don't break bread. Where the shit make dead. And hate black, brown, it's high, yellow, no, it's in them red. Don't tell her when the bullet coming, be prepared. Cause when it do, it's coming, land, sea, and air. That's everywhere. And my legendary, yeah, make it very clear. Been looking at y'all in my rear view mirror. Wanna be a millionaire, I'm already there. Time is debonair. A bear taking more than my share. Looking here, yeah, I know it ain't fair. Neither is a bald eagle with a hair. Trigger haystack, try to find a needle up in there. Get you up in there. Show me the puppet that don't need a puppeteer. Shed another tear. I'm in the field with a shield and a spear. I'm in your girl with her heels in the air. I am such a bear. You in a battle telling me you not ready like you figured I'm a bear with you. I don't care. You now listening to the sounds of the money making jam trillionaires. Gentlemen of an extraordinary league. You never see me blowing on no ordinary. What I'm smoking ain't a product of no ordinary seed. Your boy is
this heavy tree. I'm feeling merry as the Tyler Perry scene, that monetary gang dream. We tried to launder the cash and never came clean. So now I'm in the story with all of that.
Hey, yo, Randy. Randy from North Dakota. We are hip hop. Vow the Voice is hip hop. DJ No Frills is hip hop. Pull yourself together, homies. Get a job.
It ain't the same name. I'm a rock star loving my wallet chain. I'm a part of this same. I'm a modern.
Philly Times, Brooklyn. Philly Times, Brooklyn. Philly Times, Brooklyn. Why not? We are the East Coast cousins.
No father figure. When I spit it, something like a psychology exam. If you stand where I stood, you can probably understand how that mic feeling like $1 million in my hand. It's the silence of the lamb. Go and cop another gram to twitch, which is the set per and with your network to plan. You better look alive, cause the outside looking desperate again. And the liquor killing my lungs and liver. The asthmatic drug addict, I'm function with it. I put a rapper in a hole with a dust for sitting. Was spitting, laid out better than once was hitting. I got news for you all, let me show you how to ball. See the legendary fall, I ain't heard of that. Y'all is off the wall like Arsenio Hall. I'ma put you right back where the dirt is at. 450 Fahrenheit on a thermostat. Somebody's talking like a white girl burning debt. But she not a earner yet. She couldn't put in the work for that burning yet. The black microphone murder vet. I'm in the class of my own.
Now some do it for sure. Oh, they do it for sure. The Culture Coaches.
Yes, it's too easy. We official. Rest in peace to the legend. To the legend. 45 King. You are North. I know it's North. Shout out to North. Do it all. Do it all for mayor. That's our family. From the Lords of the Underground. Yeah, we really know them. We are the culture. We got like 20 decades in the game. Let's go.
Some do it for show. They do it for sure. The Culture Coaches.
Yes, but yo, they do it for show. They do it for show. We do it for sure. We are worldwide. iHeartRadio, FM Radio, AM Radio, Black Planet, Hip Hop Co-Creators page.
La Mi Gente. That's the Mi Gente.
Tell
them. Bring that back. MySpace. That's what I meant. For people who don't know, that's how I met No Frills. We met on MySpace. I was like, yo, brother, I see everything you're doing. Come on down, lock in, let's be a part of the show. And we've been family and we've been friends and we've been producing stuff ever since. Shout out. For those who don't understand, my man DJ No Frills invented the brand Philly Support Philly.
Yes.
I always got to give him his flowers.
Yes.
A lot of people came after, but he's the originator. He's the creator.
The first That's version, right. Homie. Not your version. But look, who cares about me? I care That's about right. myself, but I care about this. We got rap royalty That's in right. this joint right
yes,
now.
Yes, we do.
Rap royalty. Listen, rap royalty.
You said, you shouted out the Bronx. You shouted out Brooklyn. You shouted out Philly.
I love New York.
But I got to say, let's never forget where hip-hop started from. And hip-hop originated in the Bronx, New York City.
Facts.
By blacks and Puerto Ricans.
Okay? That's a fact.
I don't know if it's okay to say blacks. We're going to get back to that.
And yeah, we're going to talk about that
answer
later.
That question a little bit later, because I want to make sure that I'm not frauded. But listen, we got a legendary figure from the Bronx. All right, a legendary figure in hip-hop. One of the first Puerto Ricans in the game. One of the first ones to get a major record deal. Next Plateau Records, which was a legendary powerhouse that put out lots of hits. My man Microphone Prince is in the building. Microphone Prince, what's good, my brother?
What's going on?
Man, we appreciate you, man. We appreciate everything that you're doing. Me and the brother Microphone Prince, we connected on Hip Hop Co-Creators page. Shout out to them. And, you know, he was educating me, showing me videos, a lot of things, and just educating me. He's got a new big record that he got out, You Must Learn, where he talks about the early origins of hip hop and the relationships between black and brown and hip hop.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people out there nowadays trying to discredit, you know what I mean? So when you get a brother who is actually there, you know, early 80s, mid 80s, and he's got some, you know, I heard a lot of stories. I heard a lot of people bitch your style. I heard a lot of people. So we're gonna get into that, but I want to thank you to the show. It's myself and Famous Frills, man. Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule. I know you're shooting videos. I know you're doing soundtracks. I see you in the studio, but today you up here with the Culture Coaches, man. We appreciate
you,
brother.
Thank you for having me, brother.
No problem, man. Thank you for being on time. You know what? Most of the time, Boricuas and Blacks, we on our time. So we say 7 o'clock. They think 7 o'clock means 8 o'clock. So he was here early. I was like, you know what?
I beat you here.
That's right. If a man is here early, he also got good credit. We just gonna leave it
there.
Yes,
sir.
So
finally.
Listen, man.
And street credit. I heard you got good street credit too.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Undoubtedly. That's undoubtedly
a fact. I did my background check.
I know you did. So listen, man. So we want to get just a little bit into this for we know your story, but just give us a little bit about your story. Let's start here. How did you know? Because we're limited on time, so I want to go. So how did you connect with Next Plateau Records, and how early did you start rapping? Give me a year, and then give me a year when you got your deal.
I started rhyming in 79 when I heard Sugar Hill, Rapper's Delight.
Yeah, so that was the first record?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was the first time that I ever heard of it, because I was young. So then, you know, I started hearing about the groups in the neighborhood and all that stuff, and I realized that, you know, there were actual groups out there that were legitimate MCs, and not like Sugar Hill Gang, they were, like, put together.
Yeah.
So fast forward, The Fearless Four comes out, and my brother Master OC, after The Fearless Four, after they had their run with Enjoy Records, he developed a relationship with Next Plateau, and him and Peso and Tito started putting out records. And he had a joint called Masters of the Scratch.
Okay.
That was a hit. You know.
Okay.
So he had two or three joints, and they went overseas and all that stuff. So he had a relationship with Next Plateau.
So when you say Tito, who's Tito?
Tito was the first Puerto Rican MC to be signed to a major label in a group.
Devastating Tito.
Devastating Tito.
And the name of the group was?
The Fearless Four.
The Fearless Four. So Devastating Tito was the first Puerto Rican who had, just to touch on it, he was the first Puerto Rican. A lot of people, you know, say that he was the first Puerto Rican rap superstar. Like, he was big status. Like, you know, like, so a lot of the legends look up to him, too.
Was that him? Was that him and Wild Styles when he was doing a battle?
No.
Problems of the World Today. Problems of the World Today. And what was
rocking
the other?
Rocking it.
Magic was my favorite.
Okay.
That was my favorite.
I love cutting on rocking it.
So just to give our people a little bit of education, because when you're saying that, I need to let them know, they might not know who it is. Yeah. You know, everybody on the block is named Tito or Carlos or Papo.
For real?
So we got a lot of Titos, a lot of Carlos, a lot of Papos. So we got to let it. But all right, so with that being said, so those are the first times that you actually witness hip hop. Those are the first times that you got involved. There's a video circulating. You very young, maybe 14, 15 years
15,
old, man.
Yeah.
And you already out there in the street park. So, you know, that's evidence that there was a lot of Boricuas out there in the game. Frills, you got any questions for the man?
Man, listen. All I want to know is, right, and the fans want to know, is a legend. But we here to dispel rumors and push positivity. Okay. Is it true that a legendary rap group bit something from you? And bit means pause for idiots. That's a word from the 80s. Means somebody stole something from it. It means they're not an original. Yes or no? I need to know.
We heard that going around, and we need to know.
All right, let me clarify.
Go ahead.
They were given. The group we're talking about is called.
Wait! Hold on! Listen, look, we gotta get into your music. We gonna play this joint. It's called Bad What?
Bad Hombres.
All right.
And when we come back, we're going to talk about this group. Yeah. Did they steal? Are they slum? Are they herbs? We're going to talk about it. We are the culture. Let's go. This joint crazy. We listen to it every morning. I listen to this every morning before I work up. Thirsty House. Yo. New York City. Let's go.
Present all of that nonsense. The fake gangster and his rhetorical bomb threats. I'ma put it back in historical context. Feed you a few facts and I'll await your responses. First solo Rican to put out an album. Your mics are my mics, put them back where you found them. How the f*** my own people don't even know me. How you gonna pay me if you don't know that he know me? Since 79, I'm opening doors. Planting seeds for success, now I'm hoping it's yours. Cause I'm announcing my retirement. Closing these doors, I'm a happy retiring. We're both of us. I break weed with fingertips, yo. Never a grinder, to take these last few bars. A simple reminder, TMP, I initialed it out. And if you give a Google me and figure it out.
Wikipedia is easier spelling my name. MapQuest from which hell I came. Llorando canto on abuela's grave. Apollo combos respect my space. Quick draw, big calls, willing to risk all. De Jesus, Mr. Victor. This for pun, fat joke, and Tony Touch. The Puerto Rican flag we be holding up. Charlie Chase, Prince Marky D. Tito Phillips, Four Bronx, Butcher, TMB. Crazy Lake, Street Stage, Prince Power Room. Mr. Shit.
Crazy Lake, salute, fam.
You, oh yeah. Quiero callejón, Jibarín like Diego Calderón. Big Brownsville heart, the beat is stupid but the rhyme.
We are the culture.
In gazelles and a sheepdog. When you were signing up for Peace Corps, rock Jews on the train, 2 in the morning.
Bronx on the check-in, Brooklyn on the check-in, let's go.
So indeed, I was running from truancy. The funny, at half the time I skipped school to read. Maybe smoke a little something, get some food to eat. Looking up to Philippe L and Huey P. With Brooklyn acts best, playing off of cassettes. Sneaking D Serrano out the cabinets. Watching half-baked with my classmates. Now it's 2K. Cookie told me better have that flash straight. It's either black and white or sky blue. It's for my tribes who ready for anything, it's survival. A live dude, but I'm mostly calm. A noble don. Something like Obi-Wan meets OG-Wan. Live by a code of honor and with a code of armor. Slightly broken, but that's most people I know. So I'ma remain focused and keen, scoping the scene. Flush like a rosary bead, know what I mean?
Bendición, Juan Caralu. Prende la vela y apaga la luz.
Ice cold. Some do it for show, they do it for sure. The Culture Coaches.
Copy who? It's the 70s, Clemente Flick, solo en la sala. Manteniendo unidad pa' que nadie se resbala. Thank you, mommy, for everything, putting me in good schools. I messed up everything, trying to be cool, follow her rules. I'm sorry, no haciendo caso para nada. Upper West swag, dripping off them like lava. Caliente Caribe, las islas, shaped from
jet. Shout out to the whole NYC on the check-in.
Cowards shot down us like Trump with paper towels. They ain't worth spit.
Crazy Coney Island, I see y'all, let's go.
Crowds get busy ripping the vows. TMP, Solid Night, Chilo, and Thurston Howell.
Salute.
Siguiendo la canción, hip-hop sensei, getting hard off Iris Chacon. Boricua. Can't get caught with no dumb bras, cause moms was a boss fighting civil rights with the young lords. The pops was a gangster, plus Cubano, but raised puro boricua, singing Cheo Feliciano.
You should never wake a monster that's dormant. Hit a horn storm in the land my father was born in. I be
the broadcast bullies, famous fools about the voice, coaching the culture.
Driving through the barrio. Ya tu sabe, all the beat need is a clave. Tio Timbale said you gotta get pache. Malate, make the people properly proud. Lyrics synonymous with apocalypse now. Tiralo de palabras, a bad hombre. When the poem spray, they say he could do it the whole day. We played a part in it since the start of it. My bodies came too far to ever stop or quit. That's why we box sick, though we a people of love. Fords and disasters speak on freedoms to come. Lords and masters, champs from the enchanted island. Word to Abuelo Machete, the classic ramen.
Hey, yo, it's too easy. Yo, shout out to all my Puerto Ricans. Yeah, hey, Val, you can say the black guy. I am black. But shout out to all my Puerto Ricans, man. Shout out to my neighbor, man. I miss him, man. His name was Marky, man. He passed away years ago, man. And, you know, shout out to him because he used to take care of his grandmom.
That's
with
right.
That health care. It's
That's
all
right.
About health care. And shout out to our sponsor.
Right now, millions of people are getting robbed. Not by the guys you might think. But by hospital and insurance company executives.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We are the culture coaches, man. We are the culture coaches. We are the leaders. We are the teachers, man. That was an incredible record. Listen, Microphone Prince.
Yes, sir.
Tell us some of the people who are on that record.
First of all, my brother Chilo.
Yeah. Shout out to Chilo.
Yeah, man. He's a Grammy Award winning, a poet.
Nice.
And he asked me to do the song.
Okay.
He asked me how much. He insisted on paying me. When I gave him the price.
Yeah.
He gave it to me, and then after I finished the record, he gave me the same price again.
Wait a minute, he charged you though?
No. He insisted on paying me.
Got you.
And then he paid me twice.
Okay, got you.
What we agreed on.
Got you.
That's a good brother, man.
That's what's up.
My brother Thurston Howell the Third.
Shout out to the fam of the show, Thurston Howell the Show.
We gotta get Thurston on here, man.
Yeah, we gonna get him to call in or show up. Who else is on the record?
Yeah, man. Silent Night.
Okay.
Somebody I met through Chilo.
Okay. Was Curious on that record,
man,
too?
Curious is on
Shout
there.
Out. We got to get the homie
sir.
Curious, too, on there.
Early,
listen, man.
Puerto Rican MCs.
So, listen. Again, man, it's about healthcare out here. How about a word from our sponsor?
Hey, yo, I want to apologize.
It's all good.
Yo, listen. I'm going to something. I fell in love with the Philly Super, and she texted me the whole show. Put yourself together, shorty. You might need some healthcare after tonight.
Did you know you can get paid to take care of a loved one? Caring Life Services will hire and train you to take care of a family member or friend. We offer sign-on bonuses, benefits, and higher salaries. Call 484-331-4982 or visit caringlifeservices.org for more details.
Yes, yes, yes. We are the culture.
Yes, sir,
and
we are.
So, fam, before we went to the break, Tell the people your name again.
The Microphone Prince.
Yes, sir.
Listen, rap royalty, right? Come on, man. Stop being so humble, bro.
I'll let you tell it.
Don't be so humble, man.
I'm going to say rap royalty, man. Listen, you're up here because we respect what
That's
you do.
Right.
Actually, you're the first MC to be on the show.
That's right.
All right.
So rap royalty, bro. Listen, man. Listen, we did our research, but we need to dispel this rumor.
That's right.
Did that legendary rap group steal from it? The Culture Coaches exclusive. Did they steal or did they borrow? Or did they bite?
How did that happen?
Pause, no Diddy.
My man Paradise was the DJ for the Throwdown 4. I wrote a routine called Yvonne. We were arguing over the girl. What about the vibe? It was like a hit in the Bronx. We battled like people used to.
Hold on. 1 second. You talking about the legendary Paradise from X-Clan?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Oh, man. Shout out to the X-Clan, wherever y'all at. But go ahead.
Yeah, man. So anyway, once our group disbanded, he invited me to a party in Brooklyn, and Roxanne was out. And I always thought it was like a similar situation where they were arguing about the girl. Right, so he tells me, yo, so how you like our record? And I was like, what you mean our record? He was like, Roxanne. I gave him the idea. Since we weren't using it, I gave him the whole formula, and that's what they made out of it.
And that record turned out to be a legendary record in hip-hop. So are you saying that you were the person who formulated the idea and they borrowed it?
And
I think somebody owes you a royalty check.
Did they ever cut you a check?
No.
What beef?
We had beef with UTFO. We had a show in the Savoy Manor in the Bronx.
Okay.
And they was doing a show, so we was going to ambush them. Me and my man
Culture exclusive.
Exclusive.
Yeah. UTFO was about to get ambushed. Shout out to that chick from that video. You cold want to be with me, but back to the story. Let's go.
We wrote routines and everything. We were ready, so after they did their show, we ran up on stage and grabbed the mics. And we was like, yo.
Bronx style.
Come back, yeah. So they started coming back. They had the big bodyguards and all. They came on stage and we were about to do it. But the promoter was my man, Poppy.
Okay.
He used to run with Ray Chandler.
Okay.
And he was like, yo, you can't do this because people are not going to want to work with me. Yeah. So we kind of squashed it, But they know about it.
But they owe you a check. And you know what? It's going to come out in the documentary. The Culture Coaches documentary. We're going to be exposing everybody. We're going to get you that money. We're going to get you that check.
CTC cut the
check. I take a check, though.
But you know what, man? Thanks for sharing that story. Listen, man, there's a lot of, there's a lot of people out there. It's the nature of the business. And at the end of the day, if you disband it, can you stand it if you disband it? I don't know.
Well, I'm gonna say it like this, man. Yo, in the world of hip hop, there's a lot of heartbreaks and a lot of people actually passing away from stress and heart attacks.
That's right. That's why here on The Culture Coaches, we have the health and hip hop segment.
Yes.
So we took off last week to get into other things, but we are back on our health-ish. First and foremost, shout out my man, DJ No Frills is on his health-ish. Shout out to everybody who's
on Fetty.
You're not on that Fetty, okay? But shout out to everyone. We're not shouting out anybody who's on Fetty. Get in the gym, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Join the gym. Eat right. Change your eating habits. Listen, so Microphone Prince at one time, he was very overweight. When I looked at the pictures, and I couldn't believe you look at a whole different person. So I wanted him to share. It's a perfect opportunity right here on The Culture Coaches Health and Hip Hop segment. Listen, the Health and Hip Hop segment is the part of the show where we talk to people and we coach them, because that's what we do. We the coaches of the culture. We coach you about eating better. We coach you about, your intake, about working out, about training. So listen, we want you to share your story. How did you gain so much weight? Was it the hip hop lifestyle? You're a tall guy. What were you at your highest and how did you get that weight?
I mean, I was getting money, so I was definitely eating. But
White Castle's in the Bronx at 4 o'clock in the morning after the show.
Yeah. But I have a thyroid deficiency, and there's two types of those, and I got the one that makes you gain weight.
Wow.
So as well as having 3 herniated discs, I couldn't move. I had thyroid deficiency, and my girl was black, and she was cooking.
You might not be able to say your girl is black.
It's safe to say you like black girls.
I'm trying to tell you the soul food was very, very good.
You got
to
say this. You got to say, we were a Boricua Morena type of thing.
It's all listen. Good. But hold on. Let's stop real quick. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The food, what was she cooking, brother? Boricua, brother. Yeah, what was she making?
I'm sure that helped to that,
The baked macaroni and cheese and man.
Come on, man. It didn't stop.
So it's safe to say you were still eating the rice and beans and the baked macaroni and cheese. Oh, what else y'all
eat? And the collard greens. And chicken. Lots of chicken.
Chicken.
All right,
Paul, how you say it?
Pollo. Arroz con pollo. Okay. So listen, so tell us about your, walk us through your journey real quick. When did you decide and how you decide to lose that weight? Because I've seen pictures of videos of you, obese. And I'm not taking a shit. Oh, you were obese at the time. Obese. But today you look like you live in the gym, man. So tell us about how you got the weight off and what should people who are in that situation do to work on getting that weight off?
Well, I was lucky, right? Because my health coverage covered... Mm. It covered a bariatric surgery. So,
okay.
But the first thing I did was lose 100 pounds on my own, running in the pool and doing whatever I could do. It took me like a year to lose 100 pounds. And,
so you were active, though. You weren't just sitting around. You decided to take health into your own hands. Did you go to the gym at all?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was 460 pounds. So wow. I couldn't be on the treadmill. All I could do was get in the water, and I couldn't even really swim. I was like kind of swimming and running through the water.
Just being active.
Yeah, like just moving, what I mean?
Were you doing some walking?
Yes.
All right.
Hold on. Rewind. So how much time in the water? How much?
I mean, I would spend maybe a half an hour running.
So that's dope. Hold on. Let's stop this real quick, because there's a lot of people that's obese in 2024, especially you live in Philly eating cheesesteaks and four wings fried rice, you know what I'm saying? So for somebody that's overweight, would you say the best thing to do? Because I tell my friends, I got friends that's like super overweight. I say, don't go on running no treadmill. You're going to tear your knees up. So you recommend them getting into the pool first.
That's the only thing that I could do. It's low impact because feel light. Pun used to say that he used to like to be in the pool because
I remember
feel light.
So yeah. Yes. So but you're doing the same amount of running. And you're doing the cardio. Getting your cardio up is the most important.
Are y'all listening? Are you listening, pal?
Pay attention.
Pal?
You're getting some
pull
coach
yourself
tips.
Together, pal. Put down the pork chop. That's right. Pull yourself together. Back to you.
This right here is the coach's corner. Coach him.
Or if you get like a stationary bike, they're cheap. You can get one for like $79 and they'll send it because that's low impact.
Okay.
You're not 400 pounds slamming onto the concrete.
Right,
a treadmill or whatever.
You know what? We're gonna invite you back up so we can get more into that story. You know what? Because people gotta learn. And with that being said, people gotta learn. You must learn.
And the question is not why, but why not? We are the culture. We'll be back to talk about the pork chops.
We celebrate the painters who compose their bright paintings, spending their time documenting great migrations. And we celebrate the people in this room today who carry the message of hope in all the words that we relay.
It's calm yet wild, the style that I speak. It deals with facts through styles and techniques that are meant to teach through speech and illuminate. And apparently lately, the laws to fumigate. What do you mean when you say I'm rebellious? If it's cause I won't be erased, then hell yes. Hip-hop without us is a chocolate cow. It doesn't exist, no way, no how. It seems to me that in a hood that's ebony, unity and love should be pumped up steadily, but it's not. And this has got to stop. The rewriting of history hurts hip-hop, insulting to a New York mentality when we saw each other as brothers and family. So if I may express only one concern, is that you must learn. Are we having fun tonight? Yeah. We're not done with the ragamuffin. Check this out. I believe to teach hip-hop history, we deal with straight-up facts, not mysteries. Hip-hop is not Puerto Rican culture. We were trying to escape our family structure. Pop disappeared. Step-pop was racist. A hero surrounded by all black faces. That generation erased each other. We were the first to ever embrace each other. I studied the Jubilees and Muhammad Ali. African drums and dances is part of my genes. The elements of hip-hop always existed. In Puerto Rico too, so do not get it twisted. They did something they called improvisando. Freestyle battle poetry in the campos. Mortal beefs entraban a machetazos off a plena palinque, salsa mambo. In the Bronx elements mixed in ways that made the version of hip-hop that lives today. That iteration of hip-hop is characterized by Bam Bartico, Crush the Fantastic Five. Hurt Flash, Furious, DJ Breakout. Puerto Ricans are right there so you can't take out. Whatever facts do not support your narrative. Unity is an asset and love's imperative. For New York Ricans, hip-hop was home. But you won't know this cause you weren't shown. The point I'm getting at, it might be hard as y'all got kids walking around brainwashed. See what I'm saying? It's not to hurt my brother. We stick together cause we love each other. If we let them divide us, we all could burn. That's why you must learn. You are listening to Retro NYC Hip Hop. DJ X, Silver Steel. Let's go.
Mexican descendant. Juan Garrido helped Ponce de Leon conquer Puerto Rico. A conquistador in 1509 when he helped bring African slaves to the island. The native population was decimated. The Spaniards brought 15,000 slaves and forced to mine gold, built forts for masters, and stole the riches they named it after. Original ancestry gave way to a new strain of native, master and slave. Even the name Taino, a treasonous gift, renaming the race of the people who have ceased to exist. The first Afro-Puerto Rican slave rebellion took place in the year 1527. But let us fast forward to NYC, the BX, the TMP, I run intelligently. Afro-Puerto Rican, Arturo Schomburg, curated black history through books and artwork. Widely regarded in the upper echelon of people responsible for the Harlem Renaissance. I all study history, but y'all don't know how James Brown used the rhythms of guaguancó. The ones I heard growing up back in the hood from Puerto Ricans invoking their African blood. See, the music always helped break down the tension, and love is the element nobody mentions. It helped make the ascension from gangster friendship. I can see how it could be hard to comprehend it. So I
some do it for show, they do it for sure. The Culture Coach.
Yes, we back. Hold on, Philly Super, stop texting my phone. No tango chavo. No tango chavo. No tango chavo. No tango chavo.
Listen,
go
man.
Go make them pork chops.
You know what? Trick. She got to learn. Everybody got to learn, and that was the record by my man Microphone Prince, You Must Learn. That's yes. The remix to the original KRS-One, You Must Learn classic joint. And I like this version a lot, man, you know, because it's dropping a lot of jewels. It's telling you a lot. What inspired you to make this record, fam?
Yes, tell him. I met a gentleman by the name of Dr. Cologne, who's working on a documentary.
Shout out to Dr. Cologne.
Yes, sir. About Latin and Puerto Rican contributions to hip-hop.
Is the name of the documentary?
It's called The Latin Breakdown.
The Latin Breakdown by Dr. Cologne? All right.
Yes, sir. And this song is actually the one that didn't make the cut.
Okay.
Because he wanted something more specific to it. And it's, the specific information that he wanted was how the Latin musicians in the 40s influenced black musicians into creating the part of the song that's a break part.
So did you do that record?
Yeah.
What's the name of that record?
That record is called The Latin
and
Breakdown.
We got that record, and we're going to showcase it in a little while. But so tell us a little bit about this movie. Tell us a little bit about this documentary. So that was the inspiration. So did you write more than one record for the soundtrack?
Yes. I wound up doing the second song, and it was produced by my man DJ Speed and myself.
Okay.
And it's basically encapsulating, you know, it's like a trailer for the movie.
Okay.
It's explaining what's in there, because people need to understand the real history so they could have pride and know that not only were we in New York and Whip-a-Whip and Tito and all that, we were prior to hip-hop. We were included in the elements that turned into breakbeats.
The early origins that transitioned? Yes. All right. That's awesome, man. So tell the people a little bit more about this documentary. And when and where can they see it?
It'll be airing live on September 21st on YouTube. Everything that we're doing, the record you just heard, You Must Learn, I can't monetize that record.
Okay.
It has samples I can't clear. It doesn't matter. I'm doing it. I'm putting money into it.
That's right.
So that we can spread the knowledge. And Dr. Cologne is also doing it in a way that it can't be monetized. It's going on YouTube. There's no money involved.
Okay.
It's only to give the information of what really happened that wound up creating hip-hop.
So the name of this documentary is The Latin Breakdown?
Yes.
And it's produced by Dr. Cologne?
Yes.
Shout out to Dr. Cologne. I've been following his page, watching his videos, and I salute the brother. He puts out a lot of good knowledge. You know, I've learned some stuff on the page, so, and again, you must learn. Go to his YouTube page, check out the trailer, check out the video. Can we get into this record, Latin Breakdown, which is part of the soundtrack?
Yes, I want to say something to Miz from North Philly. Stop assuming, homie. This is the Latin Breakdown.
Some do it for show. They do it for sure. The Culture Coaches.
The truth that you're about to hear will be illuminating to your ear. Allow me to break down the Latin breakdown. A takedown of lies being replaced now. Fact focused now, welcome to my open house. To hear the truth coming straight from the horse's mouth. Allow me to define the word descarga. Means discharge or go off, it's not a genre. The break part of the song, only percussion. Not really up for debate, a hateful discussion. Timbales clave, la maraca, la conga. Plena palinque, mambo, salsa, bomba. To teach with love, a teacher I must become. So lesson one, let's begin with just begun. When Jimmy Castor sparked the break dance, is influenced by Latin percussion, it's a great anthem. It helped
the spine, more footwork than a centipede. For foundational B-boys from the 70s. The Bronx Boys rockin' crew in 75. South Soul Star Child was kicking it live. The Rockwell Association and Rock Steady. You thinking you can handle the truth, you're not ready. Not prepared for what y'all don't know. I James Brown used the rhythms of Guaguaco. You focusing on 50 years at Yankee Stadium. I'm talking 1940s at the Palladium. Duke Ellington, Dizzy Gillespie, Miles Davis. With Tito Puente and Mambo Kings become famous. Jazz musicians, Birdland, Johnny Pacheco, Dexter Gordon, and Quincy Jones, Ray Barreto. They influenced each other straight from the rip hop. So why would it stop when we got to hip hop? John Griggs, percussion master, the lost art of brotherhood, playing with the finally our all stars. And not just in the crowd, we were the co-stars. We are not guests in hip hop like most stars. Drums we've been drumming since the 1500s. Predate the hate, the bass we couldn't have seen coming. The element you're forgetting is called brotherhood. But y'all come from a different time, another hood. Allow me to break down the Latin breakdown. A takedown of lies being replaced now.
Some do it for show, they do it for sure. The Culture Coaches.
Learn the Latin breakdown. You must learn.
You must learn.
I learned. YouTube, September 21st, right? September 21st.
Yes, sir. 8 p.m.
8 p.m. September 21st, exclusively on YouTube. What's the name of the page where they, the profile that they can find it on? Is it, I believe it's Hip Hop Origins, Hip Hop Elements and Origins with Dr.
Yes.
Cologne?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Shout out to Dr. Cologne. Make sure to follow him. Listen, man, shout out. This part of the show was sponsored by the Hip Hop Co-Creators, man. They always send us amazing guests. They always plug us in with Latinos, legendary Latinos in the game, man. Listen, September 21st, the Latin Breakdown. Now, quick question. Are you in the movie also, or did you just do the soundtrack for the movie?
Yes, no, I shared, you know, some history on there.
Okay.
You know, and we got Master OC in there too, my brother.
Okay, yeah. And I also heard that you were in another movie with Thurston Howard III. Is that true?
Yes, sir.
Talk about that.
So Don Chicharron, it's a musical. And it's, the way he did it was so interesting because we took records and we just played whole records and rapped in between where they weren't singing.
And that
so
was a movie.
Chop it up. Yeah, that was
so
a movie.
So that's sort of like Throwback to the Streets Is Watching. Remember when Jay-Z
yes,
and them did it that way?
That's exactly
so that's dope. That. So what's the name of that movie?
That movie is called Don Chicharron.
Is it out yet? Can we see it? Can
it's
we stream
out.
It?
It's not out. We, you know, he's working on some things. He got, yeah. some, he got some big things.
Thurston should want to get that big check. I ain't mad at him. Yeah. He's shopping yes, to get sir. That. Shout out to Thurston Howard and all the low lifes, man. All the brothers out there who've been putting it down for years, man. Shout out to them. But listen, man. We're going to make sure to promote it. Make sure to September 21st, lock into the Latin Breakdown. Make sure to follow my man at Microphone Prince. Give him your IG handle.
Microphone
at
Prince.
At Microphone Prince.
Yeah, that's it. It's
Microphone no, Fridge, you know what part of the show it is?
Yeah, I know what part of the show it is. My favorite part.
There's a lot of people out there frauding, man. Now, this is the part of the show, for those who don't know, this is the part of the show where you get to put somebody on blast.
Hold on, let me tell you.
You
your
tell
teacher,
me.
Your preacher.
That's right.
Your aunt, your cousin.
Your
listen,
ex-wife.
Nobody is exempt.
That's
and
right.
And the Philly superhead.
You're not getting a raise on your child support.
You're not.
I don't
that's
talking
not
about
baby,
me.
Though, Val.
That's not
that's
my
not
baby.
That's not my baby with Philly
that's,
superhead.
That's right.
That's other homie, the other rapper
but listen,
from Nicetown.
It's your boy Val the Voice, Famous Frills, Microphone Prince. Microphone Prince, you got the floor first, man. You can shout out
we
anybody.
We got 3 minutes like we
anything.
In Jamaica. 3 minutes,
who's
3 minutes.
Who's frauding out there?
2 minutes.
Oh, man.
Who's frauding?
I wasn't ready for that one.
It's all good. You want to pass the mic? You can pass the mic.
Yeah, I'm going to pass
the mic.
Listen, man, anybody who knows somebody, and if you have an issue with somebody and you know this person personally, call them. Don't put it on social media. Don't take it that way. If you have a problem with somebody and you know them, and if a person helped you and you had history and you got some type of an issue, no matter what it was, stop frauding. Call them. Don't put it on social media, man. Anybody who does that and anybody who goes at somebody who helped them in the past, you frauding, homie. No frills. Who's frauding?
Yo, listen. Don't you know that they got the mind of a goldfish, a guppy? You ain't nothing but a guppy, homie. Put yourself. Listen, Alicia Keys, I got to get at you for your statements about the DJs. Now, the problem I have, I'm a real DJ. I got Tech D1200s. I got vinyl. You can't say DJs do nothing. You got to be specific. If it is true, you got to be specific and let them know that you're talking about them EDM and techno DJs. They fist pump. They get somebody to make their pause, too. They get somebody to do their mixes, but I'm a real DJ.
That's right.
Follow me at DJ No Frills. Shout out to LL Cool J. I'm on Rock the Bells Radio.
That's right.
I'm official.
Follow
and I'm
me.
Part of the Culture Coaches.
At Viral Val 2.0. And I'm going to say something. Allegedly, Alicia Keys shouldn't be saying that because this is allegedly that Swiss Beats was biting beats.
Wow.
So that, shout out to my man PK Killer.
Hey, Val, hold on. Hey, Val, listen.
I'm just saying it's alleged.
But Val, hold on, Val.
To him.
Hold on, Val. We got to jump in the Rolls Royce, right?
That's right.
We got to be
go.
Out of here. Yo, next week, we got the fresh produce coming back.
That's right.
We're going to get a producer up here to let us know if Swiss Beats frauding or not. We
out
of
right.
here.
Shout out to my man, Microphone Prince.
Sir. Let it play. We out of here.
Some do it for show. They do it for sure. The Culture Coaches.
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space. As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen and we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve. Go to afreserve.com for more information.